Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast from thepete.com. Ah, man, what a time to be alive. that was a hell of a debate. I am recording this actually on a Monday, a week after the first debate, the first Democratic debate. I've avoided this topic on Ballpoint Adventures, and I'm going to talk about it here, but I'm avoiding it on my comic because it's just kind of easy, you know, and honestly, I don't remember much from previous debates that has really been substantive enough to carry over to the future, you know what I mean? It's like nothing happens that's, I mean, remember there's one, the last one I can think of that happened in a debate was way back in the, when was that, 80s? When Lloyd Benson was running as Perot's running mate, I think. I don't remember. It was so long ago, and he just joked about how, you know, some other dude. Oh, no, that's right. It was the military guy with the hearing aid was running as Perot's guy. I think it was Lloyd Benson was the Democrat. I don't remember. Man, it's been so long ago. But he, you know, he was old enough to know, to have known personally JFK. And so when one of his opponents compared himself to JFK, he's like, you know, I knew JFK, you're no JFK. And it was like, that's it. That was like the last time. And you know, this is a guy who didn't even make it to office. So this is how useless kind of debates are. I watched this debate hoping that Trump would just go off the rails like a madman. And he didn't totally disappoint. He didn't go, you know, as crazy as I had hoped he would. He did show us all that, you know, he can barely form a sentence when flustered. You know, he really lets people get under, or at least Hillary, get under his skin really fast, really easily. And that's just not a good trait for a leader. I don't care which political party you're in. Meanwhile, Hillary was basically pretty graceful for the most part. Yeah, granted, she's far from perfect. She's not who I want in the White House either, but between the two, and that those are, you know, really our only choices. You know, obviously Hillary, right? Yes, of course, we have alternatives, but the alternatives are pretty shaky. You know, Gary Johnson, who doesn't do enough research to know what the hell's going on in the world, so he doesn't know what Aleppo is. And then there's, Jill Stein, who sounds great, until you find out she's like an anti-vaxxer. So that was disappointing. That was really disappointing. And that makes me dubious of my favorite news source, Democracy Now!, because they didn't push her on that. They didn't question her, you know, vaccination stance at all. And that is important. You know, we need, you know, there's a certain amount of, well, you know, we need to, you know, be in control of what happens to our bodies, you know, totally agree with that. However, when you are going to damage your immune system to the point where it can't fend off a virus, you know, that could kill you or other people, you are now becoming a danger. It's sort of like how the story of Typhoid Mary. If you don't know her story, you should read more about it. In a nutshell, she was a carrier for typhoid, but didn't know it. She would not show symptoms, but she was transmitting it to tons of people, and tons of people were dying, right? She's clearly, you know, you gotta vaccinate her. You know, you gotta, you know, nail the typhoid in her so she can't keep spreading it, right? Of course, we didn't have vaccinations back then, but at least I don't think so. And so, you know, but that's the thing. You've got to stop stuff like that from happening. If, you know, you need to stop people from catching, you know, viruses that they can easily transfer on to somebody else, right? That's fair, I think. And so, yeah, so we don't really have much of a choice. We, you know, have a couple of outer rim candidates. And then we've got, you know, the two candidates that we, you know, really aren't happy with. So, you know, what do? We make the best of it. That's what we do, unfortunately. you know, and part of it is I'm, you know, I'm getting older. I don't really feel like putting up a fight anymore. You know, I went to a ton of protests back in the late 90s and early aughts, and, you know, when I was much younger, and now I'm just, you know, your priorities change when you get older, and it's like, okay, you know, there's a whole other generation of active 20-somethings and 30-somethings. I'm cool with them taking over, you know? I don't want to, I'm not giving up. I'm not, you know, dropping all of my, you know, outspokenness, but I am starting to take it much more easy. Not that I, like I said, I'm not giving up. Ballpoint Adventures, every week this year so far, I've been able to come up with a new strip every Monday. And may not seem like much, but trying to keep up with life, in, you know, in the real world, that can be challenging. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, so where to go from there, I do not know, aside from forward with your fingers crossed, right? Not that I believe that crossing fingers really does anything, but at least it signifies that you're hoping for the future, right? And so I just hope that, you know, things will be okay. And so, anyway, I'm sorry, I got a text in the middle of that and I had to go answer it. Hooray for proper planning. So, yeah, and so back to what's going on now, we're faced with these two terrible choices, one much more terrible than the other, let's be honest. We know what we're getting with both of them because they've both been around forever. The debates, yes, like I said, they didn't deliver everything I'd hoped for, but it was fun watching Trump just act like a spaz. So that was nice. I suspect we'll see more Tuesday, tomorrow night, as I speak this, and probably you're listening to this after the debate, that debate. You'll be able to confirm my theory that it's just going to be, you know, I mean, I don't know, a couple of white guys, what the hell are they going to talk about for 90 minutes, right? I mean, this is going to be the boring debate, I bet, you know, because they both seem so even-handed and normalized, you know, just like nobody is really at all a character. So I guess that's good in a sense, because then, you know, we can get to know them for the first time, because, you know, I had never heard of either of them. But so far, I'm finding both of them quite bland. Tim Kaine, I've barely seen on TV at all, or on the internet for that matter, so I have no idea what he's like. But I don't know. I you know, I'm pretty sure it's pretty much what Kate McKinnon said on SNL, which was, you know, when she was playing Hillary in the opening bit, I'm so gonna win, or can we vote now, or I forget what it was, but she just made the joke that it was, like, painfully obvious who was gonna win this election. But not really painfully obvious, right? It's a relief to realize that Hillary's going to win. But of course, there is a chance that, you know, we could be grossly underestimating the amount of stupidity in America today. And we all know how the culture of ignorance has damaged us as a country, from the top to the bottom. I mean, the press, the government invading two countries for basically no good reason, and bearing almost no good results, and costing us trillions. Meanwhile, you know, the Republicans keep cutting education, and we all keep watching The Simpsons. Not that The Simpsons is that dumb, but it is kind of dumbish, especially for two decades. My God, I can't imagine keeping a job that long. That would just be so boring to me. But anyway, the point is, the culture of ignorance in America could very well yield a surprise for us in November, but I don't know. In my heart of hearts, I guess maybe I could be too optimistic, or maybe I'm wishfully thinking, but I feel like maybe Hillary will probably win. So I shouldn't say maybe. I expect Hillary to win. So on that positive note, it's been almost 10 minutes. Thank you very much for listening. Keep reading ballpointadventures.com. And let me know what you think of this podcast, as simple and short as it is. Even just let me know you're listening. That would be great, too. But thank you very much for listening. This has been The Pete for The Pete Podcast and ThePete.com. It's The Pete signing off.